Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 6. Matthew, chapter 6. We'll read verses 1 through 4 together. We'll read this passage responsively. Matthew, chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And let's pray. Father, thank you so much for what you do for us here in this place. Lord, this morning your power and your presence was quite obvious. The conviction, people walking the aisles trusting you, others getting their hearts right, others being baptized. Lord, we're still a needy people. We need you still. Father, please fill our preacher with your power. May we listen with your power. Change our hearts and our lives, please. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
This evening's sermon is entitled, Can You Keep a Secret? Can you keep a secret? Tonight, I want to teach you that we ought to do good things in a good way. There is a way to do good deeds, but not in a good way. So we ought to do good deeds, but we ought to do those good deeds in a good way. We read earlier from Matthew a passage of Scripture. I'll refer to that Scripture often on this evening throughout the sermon. Now, this will not be an extremely dynamic sermon. It will be a truth. This is the kind of truth that we ought to listen to, apply to our lives from here on out. If you do good deeds, if you want to do things to glorify God, you need to learn how to do it God's way. And so from this night out, you ought to give consideration to this truth every time you do a good deed. I want to start by telling a bit of a personal story about our family. Christmas around our house is a big to-do. We enjoy Christmas. And we decorate around the house, and Mrs. Owens does all sorts of extra cooking, and I do all sorts of extra eating. And oh boy, do we look forward to Christmas. We like shopping. We like she makes the house smell like Christmas, and we have a good time. I love the snow, and we love the snowmen. I love the sight of blood in the snow after shooting a deer. There's nothing like it. You can trail a deer when there's snow on the ground so easily. And that's not Rudolph, just so you know. I'd never shoot Rudolph. But we love Christmas. We do. We love Christmas. We love to give one another gifts. Christmas morning around our house, we would all get up and we sit around the Christmas tree. We get in an order. We separate the gifts that are underneath the tree. Everybody gets their pile of gifts, and we open one gift at a time. We go around, and one of the kids will open a gift, and then we'll look at it, and then the next one will open their gift, and we'll look at it. We go around in circles until all the gifts had been opened, and it's a lot of fun. Well, when the kids were much smaller, one particular Christmas, we had bought our son Joshua a guitar. He had this dream of becoming Elvis Presley the II. He didn't make it, so now he's just a dumb old youth pastor. But we had bought him a guitar, but we wrapped it in a box so he couldn't figure out what it was. The other kids all knew about it, and they were all excited. It was top secret, and we weren't going to tell him, and it was wrapped up in a way that he'd never in a million years figure it out. Well, at that time, I think Joshua was about 10, and Charlotta was about 6. Well, We were all sitting around in our circle and had all the gifts piled up, and the biggest gift in the piles was that guitar box, and it was the big one. It was the doozy. It was the Wallapalooza. It was the whopper. That was the one. That was a gift. At least it looked the biggest, you see. Well, Charlotta, she was all excited, and we're going around in circles, and she'd grab that one box and shove it toward Joshua and say, "Open this one next," and he would open another one, and we'd go on around the circle, and she'd say, "Open the big one." She used to, I don't know if you remember Charlotta, but she used to call him Joshy. Joshy. And she didn't say it Joshy, it was Joshy. 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 And she'd say, "Joshy, open that one. Open that one." Well, finally, it came time, and he reached down, and she started clapping, and she said, "Joshy, hurry up and open your guitar." Do you remember it? Oh, we laughed. And we laughed. "Hurry up and open your guitar." Well, needless to say, it was not near the exciting gift as it would have been had she not let the cat out of the bag. You know, God has a plan for rewarding His children. He has a plan for rewarding them whenever they do something that they ought to do for Him. Jesus told that plan one day. He had gone up into a mountain to teach His own. He was seated on the grassy slopes, which slanted toward that beautiful Sea of Galilee, and He began to teach them. He desired that His disciples would have the best that He had for them. So He's teaching them an important lesson. One of those men was a man by the name of Matthew. Matthew wrote the words that are recorded in Matthew chapter 6, verse 1, all the way through verse 18, you see this concept taught. In that passage of Scripture, Matthew wrote what Jesus taught, and he repeats a promise three different times that Jesus made to those disciples. Matthew 6, 1, it says, "Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven." He virtually repeats that in verse number 4. He says, "That thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly." In verse number 18, he says almost the same thing. "That thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." Now the truth that Jesus is teaching here is that when we do things for God, we're to do them for Him, to obey Him, to please Him, and not really for man. You see, we're to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you keep a secret? Can you keep your good deeds a secret since they're really for Jesus anyway? Can you keep a secret? Here at a dinner party, several guests were arguing about whether men or women were more trustworthy. "No woman," said a man scornfully, "can keep a secret." "Well, I don't know about that," answered a woman. She said, "I've kept my age a secret since I was 21. He said, "Well, you'll let it out someday." "I hardly think so," she replied. When a woman's kept a secret for 27 years, she can keep it forever. Shh. Can you keep a secret? You see, God is actually saying there are things that you do for God that you really shouldn't be talking to people about. If your heart is right about certain things, they ought to be done because you love Him. There's a purity in a service when we do what we do, not for us, not for other people, but we're serving the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus is saying here, you ought to keep that stuff a secret. You keep a secret some of those things that you do. He's asking us to keep a secret the good things that we do. So let me talk to you about that for a little while this evening. Let me say, number one, keep your good deeds secret. Righteous acts are to be performed, the Bible says, with great caution. "Take heed that you do not your alms before men," it says in Matthew 6:1. That word alms there means your righteousnesses. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 2, 3, and 4, the word alms means your acts of benevolence. And he said, make sure you're not trying to do that just to show off in front of men. And actually, there are three righteous acts that are mentioned in that passage. Giving, praying, and fasting. Giving, praying, and fasting. They're not to be done so people see us. Men may see the works that we perform, just as they should see other works. That men should see us. They're going to see us give. They're going to see us pray. Somebody may know we're fasting. But let me tell you something. We're to give. We're to pray. We're to fast for the Lord's sake. And that's not supposed to be done unto men. That's supposed to be done unto God. So these good deeds are to be done with obedience to Jesus Christ as our motive. You ought to have a pure motive when you serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Christians are to give of their income. We're to give more than the tithe. The Bible talks about almsgiving. Now, what's almsgiving? That would be your offering above your tithe. That's giving to the poor. That's giving to the needy. That's giving to missions. But when you give, Luke 11:41 says, but rather give alms of such things that you have. But look, listen to me. When you give to the poor, when you give to the needy, when you give to missions, you're to give, not trying to get attention for yourself. You see, it's to be done with a pure heart. You give to the Lord by giving to the poor. But I'll tell you something. Lost people will give to the poor to get attention from people. They want everybody to know that they were a blessing to the poor. They want the hospital named after them. That was their goal. They wanted to make sure that they went down in history for being good. Hey, there's none good. No, not one. Just the Lord Jesus Christ. He deserves all the credit. He deserves all the glory. He deserves all the honor. He deserves all the praise. Glory to be to God. We shouldn't be going around bragging about the deeds that we do for the poor. Christians are to pray and not faint, the Bible says. Luke 18:1, it says, and he spake a parable unto them that, to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. But listen, you're to pray, but you do it for the Lord, not to be seen of men. Just like you give alms unto the Lord, not to be seen of men. There are times when Christians should fast and that they should pray. They need some great answer from God. Matthew 17:21 says, howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. But listen, if you fast, you should fast for the Lord and not to be seen of men. So these good deeds are to be done with love as a reason for doing them, not as so to get attention. You give to someone because you love Jesus, not to get attention in exchange. You pray for someone because you love Jesus, not so you get attention in exchange. You fast for someone, or you fast for the Lord. And so God will do a great work, but you don't do it to bring attention to yourself. You see, giving, praying, and fasting are not things that we do to be seen of men. Our righteous acts are to be performed as unto the Lord, not as unto men. Righteous acts are to be performed privately and secretly. Giving is to be done without thinking about it or remembering it. Jesus said, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret. You know what that's teaching? It's teaching you ought to give with your right hand and your left hand ought to forget about it and go on. Don't give to impress yourself. Don't give to impress yourself. Oh, look at me. I'm all right. I'm really something. I'm really sacrificial. No, Jesus is really sacrificial. The fact that you have anything to give is miraculous. Everything that you have to give Him, He gave to you. Whoop-de-doo. I mean, if God gives you $1 million and you turn around and give Him $100,000 back, who do you think you are? You're really a big shot, aren't you? You just gave God back one-tenth of everything He gave you. He's the big giver here. He just checked and see if you can be trusted with what He has. Matthew 6:3-4 says, but when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret. Secret. Can you keep a secret? Can you do good without telling anybody? If you can't, you're doing it for the wrong person. You're doing it for you. You're doing it for the praise of men. God said a way to monitor the purity of your motive is to see if you can do it and keep your mouth shut about it. Can you do it without telling everybody? The Bible says we should not proclaim our gifts. Jesus said that the hypocrites sound a trumpet before them, and they give in the synagogues and in the streets. Here's what happened. This was done so others would notice that these hypocrites had given. I want you, if I could draw a picture of the treasury of Herod's temple. The treasury was on a level just a few stair steps above the temple area. People would cast their tithes and offerings into 13 trumpet-shaped chests which stood in this little court. And Jesus referred to the fact that as some people cast their gift in, they had trumpet players proclaim their generous act. So you know, they used to have what they call a walk offering. The ushers did not come to you, you came to the ushers, you might say. Everybody got up and they brought their gifts. We didn't go out and collect them. And here's what was happening. There were people that would take their gifts to give them. They had trumpeters in the background ready. So when old King Tut walked up and threw his tithe and offering in, they had the trumpeters play, which said, "Look at me! Look at me! Look how much I'm giving! Look how wonderful I am! Look at me! I'm generous!" And God said, "That ought to stop. You shouldn't take, when you're getting ready to tithe, you shouldn't take your offering envelope and put it in the offering plate like this." You write it big enough so the person beside you can see how much you're giving?
Good.
Every time you give, you tell everybody how much you gave? Did you give a special gift to Jesus, but you made sure everybody knew about it so they could slap you on the back? What have you done around the church that you just need to make sure you better get credit for? Who were you doing that for? Righteous acts are to be performed privately and in secret. Give your gift in secret. Your heavenly Father sees the gift which you're giving. He keeps a heavenly record and account book. There's no need for you to add up your giving in order to have others praise you for it. Now, you know, if you keep track of how much you tithe and you use that on your taxes, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the people who are just always telling everybody how wonderful they are. Always telling everybody. Don't desire the praise and honor from man for what you do for God. Hey, you just please God. Prayer. You need to be very careful about your prayers. There's a lot. Most prayer ought to be done in secret and in private. Praying is communication between an individual and God. Praying is asking Him for needs to be supplied and events to be controlled. Most of your prayer time ought to be in a private place where you are just with God. And since this is to be a private conversation, then nobody else needs to know all about your prayer life. When the prayer is in a common group, the prayer better make sure they know they're praying to God, not trying to impress everybody.
Yes, sir.
You know, the truth is, you don't get as much done in regard to getting prayers answered when you pray in a group. I'll tell you why. All the people, their pride and their ego is so worried about their prayer, they're more worried about the person that's listening to their prayer than the God that's listening to their prayer, and they don't make a spiritual, holy connection with God. Very few people can pray with someone and forget that someone is there and pray to God. I'll guarantee it. You men, when we call upon you to come up here and pray, you're human, and I know that, and so am I. Let me tell you what one of your fears is. I don't want to embarrass myself while I'm up there. All those people are listening to me. I'm going to practice this. You're praying to God. Forget everybody. Lock in on the God of the universe. He's the prayer answering God. And so in secret, in the depth of the secret place of your heart, lock in on God and pray. That's why you can't get your prayers answered. Pray and lock in on God. Let Him see He has your total concentration. He's got the depth of your soul. He's connected with your spirit. You'll get your prayers answered that way. See, prayer is asking Him to meet your needs. Don't pray to be seen of people. Some love to pray in the synagogues, the Bible says, and in the corners and the streets. What are they doing out there letting everybody know they're a prayer? They're a prayer. The reason these particular people love to pray in these places is so that they can be noticed. Hey, fasting. Fasting is to be a strictly private act. Jesus said, appear not unto men to fast. Don't want sympathy or praise from people when you're fasting. See, fasting is when you give up food and then you spend that time with God. Some people fast a day a week. Some people will fast. There's some that fast for days and days. Some people will fast for weeks. And God said, when you fast, you shouldn't fast and then walk around saying, oh, I'm so hungry. Oh, all the sacrifice I made for you in the cause of Jesus Christ. Oh, I want a banana split. But I don't have to have one because I'm fasting. I'm super Christian. No, you're full of pride. And you missed it. It was all about you and God alone together. A personal relationship. You don't fast to show off to everybody. God sees and knows the burden. He knows about your fasting. When there's a special need for fasting, nobody's know about it. It says, seem to men as if thou art not fasting. If someone feels that they should not enjoy the pleasures of food until a burden has been lifted or a prayer has been answered, he's not to wear a long face. He's not to let his beard grow. She's not to let her beard grow. They're not to let their hair go uncombed. They're supposed to do it in private. Man recently said to me, and I understood it. I think it was a holy, and I think he was right. I think he did it right. He came to me and said, preacher, I want to covet with you and pray about some things with you, and I'm going to fast. But he didn't go to the whole church. He didn't print it up on a piece of paper and pass it out to everybody. He did it right. He kept it private. He kept it confidential. Matthew 6, verse 17 and 18, it says, but thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head, wash thy face, that thou appearest not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. When a person is fasting, they're to look normal, act normal, behave normal. They're not to try to draw attention to themselves, because fasting is a private matter. It's a holy, deep issue between you and God, and you're not to do it as unto men. You're to do it as unto God. So you're to work at not being found out.
Right.
While attending a convention, three psychiatrists took a little walk together. People are always coming to us with their guilt and fears, one said. But we have no one to go to with our problems. Since we're all professionals, another suggested, why don't we hear each other out right now and help one another? They agreed that this was a good idea. The first psychiatrist confesses, I'm a compulsive shopper and deeply in debt, so I usually overbill my patients as often as I can. Oh, gasped the other two. The second begins to talk. He said, I have a big drug problem. It's out of control. And I frequently pressure my patients into buying illegal drugs with me and from me. Gasped the other two. The third psychiatrist said, my problem's bigger yet. I know it's wrong, but no matter how hard I try, I just can't keep a secret. Shh. Can you keep a secret? He said, well, Brother Owens, nobody will ever know if I do the good deed. The one person that needs to know will know. We serve the Lord. We should do what we do as unto the Lord and not unto men. Like I said, I'm talking to you about doing good deeds the good way. See, there are people that do good deeds the bad way. We're to do good deeds the good way. I said, keep your good deeds a secret according to the Word of God. I said this. I said, fasting is to be done in private. Now, next. Unkept secrets will not bring rewards from God, but it'll bring rewards from men. Unkept secrets in regard to this passage of Scripture will not bring reward from God, but it'll bring reward from men. See, the reward for righteous acts is going to end up coming from people when you let all the people know about your righteous acts. If people know of the gift, let's say that you give someone a gift. If people know of the gift that you've given, or the praying, or the fasting that you're doing, they will praise you and honor you And they may even give you something in return. Well, then that'll be all the reward that you receive according to the Bible. Because if you did it to get their attention, and then you got their attention, and then you got reward for it, God said, I guess you got what you wanted. You wanted man to see it and pat you on the back. Man saw it, patted you on the back. God said, I guess we'll call it even. They trade people that let everybody know about all their good deeds and how much money they gave, and they paid for this and they paid for that, and they did this and they did that. They trade God's reward for man's reward, and that's a bummer trade, folks.
Yes, sir.
This is true if the motive for doing good deeds is so that others learn of the good deeds and they repay you. Of course, there are times when gifts will be given and the recipient will be known. We can't hide every gift. And I know that. Hey, and somebody, hey, look, if somebody else, I bragged on Brother Rich Crabb earlier, but he didn't brag on him. You get your reward even if I brag on you. But it's when you brag on you. And he does not.
Good.
There are people in this room. You have no idea that that man has done something for you. But he has. Now, God knows the motive of the giver. If somebody finds out about the gift, or if it's told, God knows your heart. What I'm trying to tell you is, you ought to work very hard that it just be kept confidential. Why? Because then you get a reward from God. But if you told somebody, and you get reward from man, you're going to cancel out reward from God. The reward from men cannot be compared with the reward that comes from God. The gift from man is only temporary, because man is only here so long. God's reward can be eternal. You know, that's one reason that God says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I'll tell you why. When you go out to get vengeance, God said, well, let me get vengeance for you. See, your vengeance is only a human vengeance. God said, if vengeance is in store, let me get vengeance. My vengeance can take care of it from here to eternity. But when you go after vengeance, God says that cancels out my vengeance, so I won't have to take vengeance. And they truly won't get what they have coming. And in reward, when man rewards you, you get a minimal reward. It cancels out eternal reward. Man's reward may be poorly timed according to God's timing. God's reward will be perfectly timed. God's reward will be greater than man's reward. A reward will not come from God for good deeds that are done just to get credit with man. This is, hey, even if you do a good deed and it accomplishes much, but you say, I'm doing it so everybody knows it, I'm doing it so I get credit for it, you just canceled out an eternal reward. Listen, Matthew 6:1 says, take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. If your motive, if your intent is to get attention, to get in the limelight, to be the biggest giver, to be the one that gets the praise, God said, you're not going to get a reward then. You got your reward. You got what you wanted. Matthew 6:5 says, when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Matthew 6:16 says, moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say to you, they have their reward. If you've already received reward from man, then God doesn't owe you anything. But if you will keep it a secret and say, God, I'm doing this for you. I don't need anybody to know about this. Nobody has to know but you. I love you, God. I'm doing it for you, God. I'm doing it from a pure heart. And God said, I got you covered. Don't you worry. I'll reward you. And so, the first point is this. I said, keep your good deeds secret. I said, number two, unkept secrets will not bring a reward from God, but only from man. Number three, secrets that are kept bring a sure reward from God. It'll bring a sure reward from God. God will see the giving. God will see the praying. God will see the fasting. He'll know that you did it with Him in mind, and He will reward you openly because you served Him privately. When you serve God with a pure heart, not trying to get attention from man, God can come around and openly, in a service, brag on the giver. God can exalt you if He thinks you need to be exalted.
There are some people, they can give their novel gift one time, and they're going to carry that to their grave and let everybody know.
Yeah, I prayed for that.
For Jesus' sake.
For Jesus' sake, my foot.
You wouldn't be telling us that all the time if it were for Jesus' sake. God's reward will come, I promise you. Hey, if God promised, He'll keep His promise. Now, man may promise to reward you. He may not come through, but God will always come through. God's reward will come. He may choose to reward you immediately. He may choose to reward you in this life. He may choose to reward you in the next, but He will reward you. Giving properly and privately and quietly will bring a reward. Malachi chapter 3, verse number 10 says, "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive." Now remember, in the New Testament, the same God that wrote the book of Malachi said, "You stop blowing your trumpet, you stop telling everybody what you gave, you stop bragging on what you gave, you stop that." Now He says, though, you bring your money to the church, you give it in private, you give it in secret, He said, "And watch and see, if I don't pour out a blessing to you, I'm going to pop the windows of heaven open and people will see you get blessed." You give privately, He blesses publicly. You'll see the blessing of God. Right giving produces, it says here, meat in your house. You know, if you give right, God's more apt to take care of your home. And He says, "I will give you a blessing. There shall not be room to receive it." Did you know something? If God blessed you so much, you didn't even have room to put all the stuff that God gives you, that's a pretty big blessing. I'm going to guess you couldn't hide that. God says, "You give in private, I'll bless in public. You give to me, and I will multiply it 10 times over, and people will know, boy, God is just blessing that guy. I wonder, they're going to say, I wonder why. What's so special about him? He's just going to keep his mouth shut and say, what's special about me is between me and God. I'm not telling you what I do. I'm not telling you how I pray. I'm not telling you how I fast. I'm not telling you how I give. I'm just going to do it, and then God will take care of me, and God blesses you." And people say, "Wow, look at that guy's life. Well, his needs are so met. Look at what he has, and look at what she has. Wow, what's going on there?" And he says, "All right, that's between me and God."
Good.
Secret good deeds bring a sure and open reward from the Lord. Sometimes He'll bless us here. Proverbs 11:25 says, "The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself." That word "fat" there means prosperity. The liberal soul. Now, what's that liberality mean? Now, I'm not a liberal politically. I'm a conservative politically. I'm not a liberal religiously. I'm a conservative religiously, if you will. And here, though, when it talks about being liberal, it's talking about being a giver. Giving of yourself. And it's saying those that give of themselves, liberally give of themselves, their soul shall be made fat. Now, that soul, that's a part of the spiritual part of you. You will have a prosperous spirituality. But I believe God will prosper you. It says, "He that watereth shall be watered." When you go around watering others so that they grow and that you're a blessing to them, God said, "I'll water you." Can I tell some of you? You say, "Brother Owens, I'm going through a tough time right now." Get your eyes off yourself. Go help somebody else. God will come along and take care of you while you're busy taking care of somebody else. And I'd rather carry your burden than mine. I'll give mine to God. The liberal soul shall be made fat. Praying properly in private will bring God's blessing. Matthew 7, verse 7 through 11 says, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. What man is there of you, whom his son asked him bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, would he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him?" Listen, if you will pray in private and do it for the right reason, God will answer your prayer, and the great blessing will be answered prayer. Some of you men that come to the men's prayer meeting, for some of you, it's the only time you pray all week long. And you're with people. You bow down with two or three other men. You're so concerned about what they think while you pray, and you wonder, why don't I get my prayers answered? You ought to be praying in private. You ought to be praying in private. Get a hold of God in private. And if you'll get a hold of God in the privacy of your heart, God will honor it. You say, what will He give me? He'll answer your prayers. Fasting properly and in private will bring reward. The Bible says in Matthew 17:1-21, howbeit this kind goeth not out, but by fasting and prayer. Acts chapter 13, verse number 2, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. Listen, if you fast that God use you, you fast and pray about it. Don't go around telling everybody, I want this job, I want this position, give me this leadership position. Why don't you just get along with God and fast and pray and see if you can get God's attention instead of trying to get mine, or trying to get Brother Bajan's, or trying to get Brother Young's. You get God's attention. Do you know something? I didn't come after this church. I didn't call you and say, hey, can I come be your pastor? I didn't send out 5,000 resumes begging churches to call me. God knows where I am.
Yes, sir.
I'll spend my time with God and I'll let God provide. I don't beg people for speaking engagements across the country. I'm not supposed to. I'll go to God. I go to God daily. And I beg Him to use me. And that's between me and God. That's where I spend my time. I'm not a campaigner. I'm not a politician traveling the country trying to get everybody's vote. I want one vote, and that's the vote of God. That's it. That's it. You see, God's reward can be open, and God will reward you. You go to Him. Fast in private. Pray in private. God's reward will be eternal, and it will be in a much greater proportion than man's acts of righteousness towards you. You know, on judgment day, when God's children are judged according to their works, Jesus is going to reward you. Revelation chapter 11, verse 18, it says, and the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come in the time of the dead, and they should be judged, and that thou shouldst give reward unto thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name. Listen, folks, I'm going to make you a promise. Serve God. Do it in humility. Don't do it to get attention. Don't do it to get man's praise and honor and glory. Don't do it for that reason. And God will reward you.
Amen.
Revelation 22:12 says, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according to his work. God will reward. Brother Doug Millat, when you get to heaven, sir, God is going to reward you for the hour after hour after hour after hour you laid on the ground under cold buses that nobody knew about. I'll guarantee you, Brother Doug. I'll guarantee you. I think of the long, long time that Gabriel Young and now Mr. Schoenberger have cleaned this baptistry back here. Nobody knows about it. Clean it, drain it, get it ready. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Every Sunday afternoon, Gabriel will be in here every Saturday, sometimes late. Nobody knew about that, Brother Young. Nobody knew about it. But God was up in heaven saying, I got it. Got you covered, Gabe. Got you covered, Arlene. Got you covered, Doug. Got that. Oh, yeah, got that. I got that. I got that.
Right.
Hours and hours. Nobody would know Mrs. Costa and the amount of work that she puts into this church. Nobody would understand it. She puts out the work of two or three women. Hardworking. Loyal. You'd never know. But I'll promise you something, Mrs. Costa. All those hours. Hour after hour after hour. You want to talk about a man who is, you know, I'm a pretty productive person. To be my secretary, you run in high gear 24/7. And she does it with dignity. Never gripes, never complains. Hard worker. I could never reward you properly, and you should never try to get the praise of man. Got to get you a man, but you should never try to get the praise of man. me tell you, God's keeping track. Some of you saints of God across this auditorium through the years, you've been in this church for 40 and 50 and years, and you say, "Brother Owens, I gave and I gave and I gave," and nobody knows much about it. Hey, Nate, a lot of people don't know the work that Skippy put into the drywalling around here, but God does. God knows, and Skippy's in heaven getting his reward. Nobody knows the times that Ray Montgomery gave candy and candy and candy to the kids' crusade in the bus route because he just loved little boys and girls. But maybe nobody knew much about that, but he's in heaven getting his reward today. There's coming a day when the Lord will say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord." And some of you are going to have to stop and realize that's the day we're striving for. We're not looking for the day that somebody down here pats us on the back or says, "Good job." Look, you say, "Well, I think I'll get my bus route. Nobody's patting me on the back." Hey, you're supposed to do that for Jesus. I think we ought to praise each other. I think we ought to love each other. I think we ought to, hey, there's nothing wrong with me standing up here and bragging on the people in this church, but if you beg for it, you've got to have it, and that's what it's all about to you. You're in it for the wrong reason. We're striving for the finish line and getting to heaven, and the Lord saying, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord," and it's God that pats you on the back, and it's Jesus that says, "That guy right there has done a good job." That's what we're here to do. That's what true Christianity is. I'm talking about doing good deeds a good way. We're to fast in private. We're to pray in private. We're to give in private. Why? Because God loves you so much. When you do it like that, He says, "That makes me free as God to give you a great big blessing." Stop selling out short and cheap and accepting man's honor and start looking for the big blessing of God's honor, because that which you did in secret was kept secret and God can then reward you in open. He deserves all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Let's live our life doing what we do as unto man, as unto God, and not as unto man. That's the lesson that we see in this passage of Scripture. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed.